We might as well just get stoned. Anyways, no, I can't sing. Sorry. Song I was just listening to had me thinking. Maybe we just need to get the politicians stoned, hey? There's a discussion. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties. So I was just out doing a photo shoot with some friends. We're actually halfway through it. We're going to go back once the light goes down a little bit, put some lights on so we kind of get a bit of an eerie Halloween thing. But the song I was listening to before I got out of the car, yeah, Let's Get Stoned. Maybe we need to get our politicians stoned. Like, I mean, blaredly ripped out of their tree and then do a debate. I don't know. We're going through an election here in BC. It's pretty tame compared to the US politics. But I don't know if these politicians are even in touch with reality in any way, shape, or form. They're completely lost with how the rest of us actually live, I think. And it's unfortunate because the politicians are supposed to be representatives of the people to make our country great. And that's been lost. I don't know where the U.S. political battle is going to end up. I have a feeling Donald Duck's going to win. Maybe that's a good thing. Now, I've said before, I'm not a Trump supporter. The odd time he says something, it makes sense. You know, he says the news is all fake. It's fake news. And he's right. It is all fake. It's all contrived somewhere else. We're only fed a little bit of what's really going on or only what they want us to hear. You know, Joe Rogan talked about this a week ago podcast about these children that are being abducted into the sex trade. And it's not in the media. And if it is, it's a very small blurb. That should be headline news. When they break one of these pedophile rings, if it's in your local area, it should be mainstream news. It should be a big story. Yet it's squashed for the rhetorics and the bullshit that's going on in Washington. I don't think that's very good. And it makes me wonder what the politicians are actually doing well for the people. Or what the news broadcasting agencies are actually reporting. Are they actually doing news anymore? Or is it all scripted so they can keep us in control? Personally, I think it's all scripted to keep us in control. Or to keep us in worry and fear. You know, keeping people in worry and fear, it's much easier to control. But when people are not in fear and no longer worried about things, when they start to become in tune with their own life, their own essence, their own frequency, and realize that it's just fear-mongering. The plandemic is there to control us and to keep us controlled. Look what they did. You know, in a very short window of time, they got everybody to go back to their home countries. The borders of the home countries were locked down, no more travel. And they got you to stay home, be fearful, be mindful when you're out. And being mindful when we're out is actually not a bad thing. Worrying about what's going on around you is important. But they're doing it based on fear. And I have a problem with that. And maybe we need to get the news agencies all stoned and put them on the air. Maybe everybody just needs to get high. Maybe we should give them a dose of magic mushrooms. Get them to trip out. Now, I have magic mushrooms here. I've never done them. I do look forward to my first experience. However, I cannot do it with a child in the house. I cannot do it while I'm in care of a child. I don't know where I'll do it or when. Maybe get to take a night off with some friends and just try it out. Drugs scare me. I did a lot of drugs in my 20s. I've talked about it before. But today, drugs scare me. These fentanyl crisis that's going on, It's scary. I don't even know why. I don't know why any sane adult who's not addicted to drugs would choose to do drugs at this point. I mean, because I know a lot of casual users that they don't go looking for it, but if it's there, why not? That's not me. I just stick to my beer and wine and keep it simple. However, I do want to do a little bit of psychedelics. I think that there's something there. We've been told that magic mushrooms are bad. Don't do drugs. That's how I grew up. Don't do acid. They'll screw with your brain. And I think if you do enough of the psychedelics, they screw with your brain. But I think they don't want us doing it because you start to come in or put into perspective reality, what we are on this planet, what human beings are here. It helps you. There's many things helps you with anxiety. If you do, like they're doing, you know, microdosing with magic mushrooms to help with anxiety and depression. Well, if something that grows natural on our planet can get rid of depression and cure people of anxiety, I think I'm all for it versus using pharmaceuticals. And I think that there's more and more people becoming aware of the fact that things that are natural of our planet are not harmful for you. They're beneficial and helpful. I don't know if I've talked about going to Costa Rica and doing ayahuasca. I mean, you can now do ayahuasca here in British Columbia with one of the First Nations. And I would like to do that. I really would. I think it helps you with your brain. It helps you understand who you are. I think it also helps lighten the mood so things aren't so serious all the time. And if microdosing magic mushrooms can help people get rid of anxiety, then I think it's something we should be doing. I don't think we should be making it illegal. Marijuana. Let's talk marijuana. I mean, Jesus. The fucking government of British Columbia fucked up royally. You're going to legalize marijuana in the province of British Columbia. Great. You had all the facilities, people selling marijuana. All the government had to do is go, okay, fine. We're going to license all you on interim licensing so you can continue selling. You've got to abide by all the rules and guidelines. And over the course of X amount of months, our licensing board will pay you a visit. You have a short window of notice. Any complaints come in during that time, we could force you to cease operation. There's 1,000 things they could have done that would have kept these businesses intact and stopped people from buying marijuana illegally. The whole idea of legalizing marijuana is that you don't have to buy from the street vendor. But when the street vendor can give you better product for cheaper, and the biggest problem I think I hear from friends that smoke marijuana is where to get the fucking shit. 99% of the marijuana stores were closed because government wouldn't issue licensing. They want you to go to a government-controlled store. It doesn't make any sense to me. For something that you can grow in your backyard. Same with magic mushrooms. You can grow them in your backyard. Now, I think marijuana gives you anxiety. At least my experience when I've smoked marijuana, my anxiety heightens, and I don't like that. It's probably why I don't smoke marijuana. And I'm kind of curious about magic mushrooms. I mean, if microdosing is going to keep my son or myself off of pharmaceuticals to control anxiety, I'm all for it. But maybe that's what we need to give our politicians, a heavy dose of magic mushrooms, and maybe drop some LSD in there just for, you know, shits and giggles, and then put them up in a presidential or a provincial debate. I think we're taking things too seriously, and I think our politicians have been lying to us. And a lot of people feel this way. I've said that before, and I'm sure you talk to your friends about that. But where things are right now aren't good. Do we take the Swedish approach? It seems that we're taking the Swedish approach. We're pretty fortunate here in British Columbia. Our caseload isn't that bad. But if our hospitals start to fill up with cases, they're going to have no choice but to shut us down. And that's not good for our economy. The effects of this 3-month shutdown, as the numbers start to come out and we see how bad it is, Yeah, I don't know. It's not a good thing. It's not bouncing back the way they thought. This is going to be a long time, I think, for our economy to recover. I think for people to recover. They were showing some stats on the fake news that, you know, 35% of, let's say, people under the age of 30, I think is what they said, feel that they're insolvent at this point. And that is since the pandemic started. But I'm thinking maybe they were insolvable before the pandemic started. They were just kind of floating through. But I think people being insolvent, those numbers are going to go up. And if people stop having the power to purchase and make big purchases like homes, I think we'll see the numbers of insolvencies go up. So I don't really know where I'm going to go with this now. I'm just kind of frustrated. Let's all get stoned. Maybe we should have a beer. All right. I have to get one of those ones for smoking weed, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, let's get the politicians high. Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's move past this pandemic. Let's, you know, be smart about this, people. We're not seeing the clients coming back in all facets of the hair community. Restaurants aren't seeing the numbers they once had. Some restaurants are benefiting from it. They have less staff. We have less staff. We have less people. I don't know where it's going to go, and I don't know how the politicians are going to figure this out. What Donald Duck is doing in the States doesn't seem to be working. They just keep killing people to do the herd mentality. I don't think that's right either. I think there has to be some government control. Yet businesses that were successful before aren't open. You know, the theme parks are closed. There's a lot of people out of work down there. We should be thankful we're in Canada. It's kind of unnerving what's coming. I don't think we're not told what they're planning. I think government's been planning some evil, nefarious things. I think they're going to use a pandemic to get rid of regular currency and make us be all plastic so they can track everything we do. I'm not for that. That's a scary thought when you think for thousands of years, humans have used physical currency to pay for goods and services. I don't want them tracking me. I don't want them knowing what I'm doing. And with that said, I mean, we are tracked through our phones, through our smartwatches. It's kind of scary. We're living in a different world. Where it goes from here, I don't know. Everything's mixed up. That's why we should all just get stoned. I think we should take the pandemic serious. I think we should be concerned about coronavirus. I think it's real. I don't think it's any more prevalent than the common flu or cold. And once we go into common flu and cold season this year, we might actually see the common flu and cold numbers be higher than COVID numbers, even though we've all heard the stories where they're misleading us with COVID. Oh, Bob died because he got hit by a car, but he had COVID. So it's a COVID death. Now, we have to stop doing that. If you die from a COVID-related injury or illness, if COVID killed you, that's what it should be. But if you had a jammer and died, it should be marked as Mark had a heart attack and died. Not under the COVID guise to bring the numbers up, because I think we're being told the false truth. We'll see where it goes. We're all along for the same ride. Grab your jacket and your hat and hold on. It's going to be a crazy motherfucker. I don't know when are the borders going to completely open back up. When's air travel going to get back to normal? I don't think we're going to see anything before the middle of next summer in that department. Whatever government's planning. And I mean, I know there's a lot of people that don't think government's planning things poorly. They're just trying to help us, but I disagree. I think they're up to no good. We'll have to wait and see. So we should just all get stoned. Anyways, the magic mushroom trip. I cannot wait to do the mushrooms. I actually might record some segments while I'm doing the mushrooms. so I can listen back. Might need some editing once we get there, but it might be interesting. What do you think of magic mushrooms? Do you think they should be legalized? Do you think we should be microdosing? I think we should. If the science is there, it's working. Maybe a lot of us wouldn't be so worried about politics and the bullshit game that our politicians are playing. In the state of affair our countries are in, maybe we'd all be more relaxed, a little more meditation, maybe even a little more yoga. Speaking of yoga, Nathan's biggest complaint at school, they have to do yoga every morning in this particular class he's in. I'm like, dude, look, it's good for you. Stretches out your muscles, makes you feel good, gets you relaxed, helps control some of your anxieties. Maybe microdosing, little yoga, some meditation, the whole planet would be a better place. Maybe we would actually see much more clearly of the lies that our leaders are telling us. I don't know. It'd be neat. It's kind of a neat hypothesis. Look, the whole country's high on mushrooms. They're all seeing the walls melt and things that aren't there. Well, maybe they are there. I don't know. Anyways, it's just my perspective. We're going to see where things go. Anyways, I'm halfway through my photo shoot today. I think the rest of the photo shoot's going to start here in about 45 minutes. I'm kind of looking forward to that. My good friend Tara, who we're doing the photo shoot for, we were talking. I'm going to promote some of her stuff. I don't have her Etsy page here. I will make sure I get it. She's selling witchy, spiritual, witchy stuff. It's a pretty neat page. I will get all the link and the information. She's also working on some CBD bath bombs. She gave me one. It's a beautiful skeleton. It smells amazing. I think we're going to have Tara on the podcast here. We're going to have some wine and talk shit. She's going to smoke a fatty or two. I might even have a hoot just for old time's sake. We're going to promote her Etsy site, promote her new bath bomb business, which I think is really good. It's all good for the soul. I'm going to try to kill some of these anxieties off, have a little bit more fun, and get stoned. Peace, love, namaste.